Thank you for that, ho, ma'am. So I did reach out to the service provider and they stated that this is not on their manifest for today. She stated that this will need to be rescheduled. There's not a tech in that area. They would have either Monday the 10th, but it would have to be an afternoon because they don't do this area in the morning times. Hello, ma'am.
Sorry, this is the fifth time it's going to be rescheduled. So how do I know it's actually going to be here? You know, and what do you mean it wasn't on the manifest, it wasn't scheduled? Because I've gotten emails and text messages about it. So, and I also talked to somebody in your company the day before it was supposed to be delivered, and they told me it was going to be delivered today. So how is it not even scheduled?
It's scheduled. It has the date as the date it's scheduled, but it's not routed onto a route for today.
Okay. Yeah, so how do I get it to be here? That's what I'm asking. Like, I paid for it over a month ago. It's $4,400. I don't have an oven. I need the oven. So
yes, ma'am, I do understand. The service provider stated they are able to get this scheduled for Monday. I just need to know if you're... will accept Monday, and they can go ahead and
yes,
get that scheduled for you.
Monday. Yes, I will accept Monday.
Okay.
But I would
I'll
like
just go ahead and
have
send that
some,
email over.
Yeah, I would like to have some concrete verification that somebody's going to be here so that I don't have to go through this again. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm
sitting
here. I'm sending that email over for you, advising them that you have to accept it Monday, and you would like to confirm that it would be on Monday.
Okay. What's your name, by the way?
My name is Michelle.
Okay, Michelle. That's a pretty name. Okay. I just, yeah, I mean, is there a way to call the installer on Monday to make sure they're on the way, or how do I know they're coming?
Yes, ma'am. Me sending this email is letting them know that you are accepting Monday, and they're going to contact you to follow up you to confirm that. And you will receive the phone call the day before with that time frame. And also, you would actually receive the phone call Saturday with the time frame, and the tech will give you a 30-minute call ahead before arriving on Monday.
Okay, so then I will receive the phone call tomorrow.
That is correct, right? Advising you of the time frame for Monday.
Okay, and if I don't get a call tomorrow, can I call you back?
Yes, ma'am. We're open 24 hours.
Okay.
But not on Sunday.
Okay. All right. Is it?
Hear me out. We were scheduled for today. How did we not get on the routing?
I don't know. I don't think she knows that. Gayton, please, I don't want to argue. I just want to deliver. Okay, so... how confident should I be that I'll get this on Monday? Because I've been without an oven for several weeks now. Do you know? Are you confident?
Yes, ma'am, I am confident. And as I stated, I'm sending the email over confirm to them that you are accepting Monday, and they're going to follow up with you.
Okay, is there a way I can get a copy of that email?
No, ma'am, I don't have the ability to send an email to you. I have to send it to the service provider.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. So, all right. So what's the next step? I get a call tomorrow, and if I don't get a call tomorrow, by what time should I call you?
You received the phone call between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m.
And is there somebody at this number between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m.?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay.
The phone call that you receive will just be a pre-recording call advising you of a time frame. It won't be a live person, but you are able to contact our number.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anything else? My husband wants to talk to you. He's not happy. I don't know if there's any way to get somebody here tomorrow. Is there any way to get somebody here tomorrow?
They only go to this location Mondays and Fridays, ma'am. I do apologize for the inconvenience.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, listen, I appreciate your help, and it's been a little crazy because we've been, you know, for 4 weeks now. We pay for it and everything else. So can you just explain to me why we were on today's schedule but ended up not being on today's schedule for the routing topic? I need to either understand that from you or somebody who's your supervisor, because I've taken off from work today to be here for this thing, and now it's not showing up, and now I got to try to rearrange my schedule to take off for work on Monday. So it's causing a hardship. So I need to talk to somebody about that situation. We've got emails, and we got confirmation it was coming today, and you even said we were scheduled for today, but we didn't make it on the routing list. I don't know what that means.
The routes are routed the night before, and somehow I'm not sure why, sir, it's not showing that your order was on the manifest for today, so it did not get routed.
Well, why would we get notification that it's coming today? We got that 3 days ago.
I do apologize, sir. I don't have that information. I just have to send this email over advising that you are confirming that you would like to get rescheduled for Monday, and they're going
to
follow up with
you. Okay. Yes, we want to be rescheduled for Monday. So thank you very much for your time. Is that it then?
Yes, ma'am. That is all.
Confirmation number?
Is there any confirmation number you can give me? What kind of assurance can you give me other than you've sent an email?
We don't have confirmation numbers, ma'am. I can provide you your order number that's associated with this account that this information is notated on.
Okay. What's the order number, please?
07-162, E as in elephant, 06.
Okay. And how do you spell your name?
M-I-C-H-E-L apostrophe L-E.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for calling XPO. Enjoy your day.
All right. Bye.